Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Doing well. It's a beautiful day in Northern California.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. How about you?
Oh, it's a little cold over here. I'm hoping to be back in the islands next month. So, I'm really looking forward to that right now. I could actually, to be great to be there now and not here because it's very cold here, but it's still nice. Mm. The weather's been, I have to say, I think anything's nice rather than further up northeast where they had all those storms, all that snow. It's been, that was really, not too long after the Sandy, other storms. So I think,
I'm not complaining at all,
that's what I say. As long as the heat works and the internet works, I'm good.
Absolutely. Are you heading back to Oahu?
Yeah, I'll be back sometime next month, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm
you
in Maui,
go,
of course. Of course, Maui and stuff, I have to, we do, yeah. Yeah,
you're going to have to head over there. Very cool. That's awesome. I'll work on joining you at some point.
Yeah, you and Monica have to do that. So that's it's fun. It's definitely fun.
Well, welcome, everybody. Again, we just want to welcome you to Realty Universal Radio. Again, the phone number is 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. Love to have you on board. Give us a call. Today's topic in the first half hour, we're going to talk about why you need a coach or a mentor in real estate sales, still, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yep,
I mean, absolutely. Yep. And we've got the coach mentor. Are you a mentor or mentress? I'm not sure if it's...
you're so funny. I just
mentor,
say mentor. I think mentor.
Yes.
We don't put a his or her on it. But that's a good... maybe we should coin that term, mentress.
There we go. There
mentress.
We go.
Mentress.
And second half, we had somebody, and I won't mention their name, but... I have to bail. So, I've got some things that I've got up my sleeve, and we could talk about that. I've been kind of learning and.
Wonderful! Yeah. I know things come up. That's the thing about life. Sometimes we have to change our schedules, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And, yeah, we've got loads of information to go over. We'll still have fun the next time, and callers can call in to 347-945-5428.
You sound really good.
I'm getting much better. It's been a little over a year now, I'm finding, I think, that year seems to make a big difference, and when I talk to other people, they're going through, went through similar things. So, I'm getting better. I'm coming back to me. And, it's funny, a couple of weeks ago, I found myself laughing on the phone, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I had not laughed for a while, And, can you imagine? See those things we take for granted take for granted. Oh my gosh, Randy.
Yeah.
I was thinking back to these things that we take for granted, Oh my goodness. You just never know. So I have lots of empathy and, our hearts go out to people and we're moving on our mission. And so I'm really excited and we have a lot of catch up is the way I feel I think that's where I'm really motivated to try to catch up and, do some things.
Yep.
So the second half, what kind of goodies are you going to talk about? Are you talking about motivational?
Yeah. I want to been working with some folks on the Deeper Path team, and they talk about your dreams and how to make those a reality. Just another kind of a sequence for that, and just actually kind of a template. And so I'm excited. I've been learning some cool stuff, and it's literally helped me. And I know we're our second half. We're always all about adding value in that arena. How do we actualize, you know, the dreams? How do we take a dream from just being a dream to, you know, a goal,
reality,
and to reality? And
absolutely,
that's a step, that's a process, and it's depending on the dream, it can be a 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 50 year process, you know.
Absolutely.
And,
you know, and God knows where we're going to end up. It's amazing how many times you go and you'll come full circle and go, why is it going this way, that way? But if you keep your dream in your heart, you really can, mind and soul, you can realize it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that that's not possible, and they just, you know, skip or stop before, you know, they say when you plant the seeds, there's so many times that everything's going to blossom, and people quit right before it blossoms. And then there's others who think that they cannot realize their dreams. So I'm excited. I love to hear more and more on that. I've started my power hour every day. I've gotten back to meditating again and listening to my tapes and peaceful and music and what I do, and it really, really helps a lot, whether I do it early in the morning or late at night. It really helps with the balance, I think, through the day, because, you know, I have enough energy for like three people, so when I'm really going, you know, and it's not a nervous energy, it's a natural energy I was born with, and now after all these years, I understand it, but I'm telling you, it really helps a lot in the rest of the day. What we're talking about today is why you need a mentor or coach if you're in real estate sales. I believe you need a mentor or coach in any business, really, if you're going actually entrepreneurial or businesses, or it can even be life, or because we need accountability, we need structure, we need somebody to hold our hand and cheer us on. We also need somebody to make us accountable, because you know how easy it is, just like we're doing our 50... Oh, by the way, we're doing our 50-pound challenge. How are you doing? I'm sure you're doing better than me. I got to sidetrack here 1 second because I forgot to ask you, Randy. are you doing well?
We gave it a shot. No, I am. I'm still working on it, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm walking, you know, walking every day still. And like I say, I reached about the 50-pound mark. I started way before you.
You reached 50 pounds. I remember it was at 40. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I started in November and kind of got a head start because I figured if I lose the first 50, now I still have, you know, another 50 to go, and that'll be kind of perfect for our 50-pound challenge. So I'm now working on that second kind of 50 pounds, and which, you know, and it's just, you know, it continues to be a lifestyle mindset. You know,
did you take pictures? Is Monica taking pictures of like every, you know, 20 pounds, 20? Because I remember you did 20, 20, and now 50. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because I have the before picture for me, but I'm not doing as well as you yet, so I'll take some pictures soon. But I'm doing better because I've started swimming again, going back and swimming, and that helps a lot. And I tend to have to go certain times to the gym certain times of the day because when no one's there, otherwise everybody's talking and you can't get it in. But that's helping. I'm cutting back. I haven't cut out all wheat. You know, I still kind of want a piece of bread or a cracker here and there. But I've noticed working with what Dr. Nelson talked about really helps tremendously because I'm more conscious and I'm also adding the protein, the good oil, you know, and the fruit or vegetables when I have my small meals. And I wouldn't have thought about that before, even for a snack. I would have just grabbed something. So anyhow, that's really cool then. So we're still moving on. I'm proud of you and I'm proud of me for doing it. And it's not perfect. I'm not perfect by any means. I've messed up. I had dessert the other day, you know, but that's just what it is, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's life and you just, you know, you kind of balance it out. It's about balance and about getting better each time, learning more. And,
So this brings us to, for example, why you need a coach or mentor. They give you accountability and hold your hand because it's easy to have something to do that day or a schedule and plans and say, for example, you're a real estate agent or a broker, and you're literally actively listing and selling real estate. So you and no matter how long you've been in the business, you still need to prospect at least an hour a day, 5 days a week. I could guarantee you many, many people don't do that ever anymore, you know, if they've been in the business for years. You still need to do it. It's very easy to just get sidetracked and not do any of the above, and then people wonder why they're not where they need to be at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A coach or a mentor is going to guide you and help set up a plan designed to what your strengths and weaknesses are and see where you want to get and then take you from there. So I don't care what industry you're in, I think you need it if you're setting goals and want to see benchmarks and improvements, et cetera. You know, just like when, you know, you want to lose weight, if you hire a trainer, they're going to work with you, right, and really push you to limits that you probably wouldn't do on your own.
Yep.
So it's really cool. It's proven in anything, sports, the actors, actresses, you know, gymnasts, shows, anything. I mean, they have coaches and mentors, right, to go in and teach and train and set it up. And, you know, you're kind of doing that with the John Maxwell Group, right? You guys have, like, people that are mentoring you guys.
Absolutely. They're very big on mentorship, coaching, and coaches need coaches. I mean, the point is we all need coaches. We all need people to help us. And so, they're a big believer in that at every level.
And then we're offering, we have one-on-one coaching, but there's only limited spots available for that. And then group coaching. And what I found is it's really important, though, when I've noticed with coaching in the past or actually working with some mentors in the past, it's really important to know that somebody knows what they're doing. I remember one time somebody saying, okay, now what do you want to talk about? It's a coach saying, what do you want to talk about? And it's like, okay, wait a minute. Like, I think it's supposed to work this way. This is a long time ago. The way it should work is if you're going to be in one-on-one or you're going to be in group coaching, that there's some type of blueprint set up so you know what you can expect. You know how many weeks it's going to be. Say you go into a six-week group coaching program and you want to learn about taking listings and how to take your business from zero to 50,000, in 4 or 5 months. There's a plan. There's a plan and a goal, right? So you want to know that they actually have a blueprint and modules and things are set up so that you can actually get to realize your goals, because that's really important, because a good coach is going to actually have steps laid out, and then it's going to work with you. I mean, coaches will, if you're doing one-on-one coaching, they will also check work with you and your personality. Most of the coaching will have assessment testing. So, and we do coaching, and so we can. You want to get a gauge on the person. So, if you're doing one-on-one coaching with somebody, they need to know you. You know who you are and where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, so that they can even do a better job with you. But be careful if you go to hire a coach and it's just too blasé, like the example I gave where somebody said, what do you want to talk about? You know, I felt like saying, wait a minute, where am I? Like, this isn't the, you know, it just sounds like a counseling session. What do you want to talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, but it's amazing if you don't, it's proven that, you know, coaching and it gives you accountability. So they're going to give you steps to do. You're going to have homework. It's really important, though. It does rely and does depend on you, you know, when you get into coaching, if it's going to work or not work. Because if the coach gives you homework and then you bail out, you can't expect them to take you forward, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I've just become such a huge believer in coaching. I got an email this morning from one of the Maxwell team members who was asking, they're going to be having a big live training event in Orlando next week, and they were talking about having, and this is somebody who is a coach herself, but as part of the coaching breakout, she's asking people to give her feedback. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly about myself. I want you to tell me, what you like, what you don't like about me and my personality. Now, this is somebody who's a coach,
That's great.
Still looking to be, you know, to be better at who she is, and so she's not afraid. That's a
true sign, though. That's a true sign of a pro, you know, because we always learn something new every day.
Yeah.
We can always stretch ourselves. We're always having different goals and serving in different ways, you know, and so that's really important. And also everybody has different techniques and personalities and ways of doing it, you know, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We at Realty Universal have, when somebody becomes a Realty Universal member, they can get in, and in addition to our teleseminars and other trainings, they can get into coaching. Getting into being coached, which is nice, with steps and a plan laid out, etc. So
a real estate like agent, you would coach agents and or brokers, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, well, what happens is most people want more business, right? So it's a numbers game, and you know, it's funny in real estate with real estate sales. Working with sellers or buyers, you find one problem, not a problem, one issue that I've run across in all the years I've done trainings is many people hate to prospect. They don't want to get on the phone. They don't want to, you know, have to recall people. They may not be afraid to do mailings, but don't have any system set up to do it easily. But the number one fear I find, I've never been afraid to get on the phone, but the number one fear I find is people are afraid to get on the phone. They feel like they're being pushy, or they want to, mm-hmm. you know, bug the person, or how many times is too many times to call. You know, so how do they get above that fear or away from that fear? And then you find people that say, okay, teach me how to do it, but I don't want a cold call. And I mean, I'm not talking about cold call where we're not allowed to call with the do not call list, okay? I'm not meaning to get out and do, you know, we have to do everything that we're legally allowed to do. But there's still cold calling old prospects, cold calling friends, relatives. You know, there's other people. There's situations where that's not a total cold call. That's more of a warm call. But you have people that go, I don't want a cold call. I don't want a warm call. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. And then we have to chunk in and shift change what they're thinking, because there's many ways to do something and it can feel comfortable. And that's where we come in, and the coaching and our systems and see. And, you know, you actually, what one of the good things that happens with a coach is you start to have a different perception of what's going on, too. You know, you think, wait a minute, I always thought it could only be done this way or only this way. And that's not the case, you know. But so coaching helps take your fears away, and it gives accountability. And, you know, you're going to see results. If you follow the steps and they're good and the coaches are good, you're going to see results. If not, then that's, you know, a different story. But for real estate agents and brokers, the other part I think about, like, for example, if you join a coaching group, there's different types of coaching. We also have a coaching group like support systems where, you know, the business is good, bad, difficult, great, ugly, wonderful. I mean, you get all of the above, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it's a great industry, but there's a lot of stress with different transactions and situations happening. You can dot your I's and cross your T's, and issues can come up, you know, and it's just really nice to be involved in a situation where you're realizing that you're doing the right thing, you're seeing your accountability, you're seeing your results, you're also getting support, you know, it's like somebody's holding your hand, you know, giving you a hug saying, wait a minute, this is okay. It teaches you, good coaching can teach you how to also not hold an attachment to everything you're doing. You know what I mean? It's part of stepping you through a process of how you're keeping yourself balanced to be able to do all the deals and handle everything and delegate everything out without having an attachment to everything you do, because you could be on the phone with calls throughout the day. One deal's good, another one might not be good. This is good news, this is bad news, right? If you have an attachment to every single thing you're doing, then you're going to have a pretty roller coaster ride in real estate, right? So I'm somebody, I've been there, done it, you know, been there 27 plus years. I mean, I'm not that, I know it like the back of my hand, so I can definitely say I can coach that very, very well and easily. With many, many examples and scenarios and different types of personalities of how it plays out. That doesn't mean, just like you mentioned with your friend, the John Maxwell group, who you know, that says, you know, tell me what you think. We like that, too, accountability at the end. You know, they call it evaluations, right, to find
mm-hmm.
out what people think, what could have been better, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody's always learning from everybody. And, again, there's different styles. But it's really important. Now, there's a lot of different groups out there, and there's tapes you can buy to go in and coach and learn how to, you know, sell real estate. It's then you have the different programs. They have Fast Start programs and other programs you can get into. But you need to be doing something if you really want to do a lot and you know, be happier in the industry. I see a lot of people that have different varying, you know, attitudes. There's so many. I hear different agents and brokers go, I'm not going to do short sales. I don't want to touch a short sale. And they start telling me these stories, right? Or, oh, I love working this, but I hate working this, you know. And it's really... sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, right? And then again,
mm-hmm.
it's also good about focusing on seeing where if you really focus, I mean, it's just like anything, it's proven, you can focus, and if you can apply yourself, follow the steps, stay diligent, you're going to reach your goals. That's a fact. I mean, everybody that does it, I mean, look at the man who had to deal with all the opposition on the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't remember his name, but it finally got done after 20 years. He
mm-hmm.
didn't walk away from his goal. You know, and it's funny because people think, well, how do they do it? You can do anything if you put your mind to it, and I'm serious. And it's you've just got to be able to pace and step. A lot of people in the industry, in real estate sales, I've seen them over the years, they'll get a listing and then they go celebrate and they forget to do the rest of the work to go get 2 listings, 10 listings, 20 listings, right?
Mm.
And then they focus all their energy on that 1 or 2 listings. They'll do
yeah.
the same with buyers. You know, they'll have buyers and then they, as clients, and they focus too much energy just on that 1 or 2, you know, 1 or 2 clients when they need to say, you know, when you get 1 listing, celebrate, but go out and get 2 or 3, 5 more, duplicate what you just did, you know?
Yeah.
So these are things that you learn. But also get you accountability, but not in a way to get you up. I mean, in a comfortable way. It's fun. It actually can take a lot of the and that's why mainly our half-hour show today is on targeted more towards real estate agents and brokers, and then you can hear
yeah.
where this applies in any industry. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you said, you just said something, and I was trying to you said something and I really
the listings, like they get excited and then they just stick on one and then they'll go out and do what else. No, not that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember now, but man, I'll remember it. But the idea that the coaching does apply across the board in a lot of ways, like you say. Oh, I remember. To your point of your agents who get a listing and then kind of just kick back or celebrate or whatever and don't keep going. I remember when I was in the car business, the managers would always say to the sales guys, you know, the best time to sell a car is right after you just sold one.
Exactly.
Go get it again. You know, go do it again.
Good. Good point. Exactly. You know, it's that confidence is up. You see it. You feel good. You just did it. It's funny. You can duplicate it. But then, you know, there's the rest of life, and you also want to learn in real estate. It's very easy to do so much that the sky's the limit. That you just keep doing and doing and doing and doing, and before you know it, you may not have a life anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really wonderful, too, to figure out where your balance is and what you want to accomplish and still have your family life, your personal life, so you have balance. The other thing is we all have our own dreams. We all have our own goals. We have our own personalities. And too many times I see people say, well, it worked for me, so it's going to work for you, or you could do it, but I can't do it, or why isn't it like this, or if you do this, you're going to get this, and I mean, and say, and, or if, or, you know, and it's black and white, no gray, and that's not the way life is. If we can go in, when we go in, and we teach people these types of techniques and understanding perceptions, when we go in, if we go in understanding, if you're an agent or a broker, okay, look at yourself as this is your business, this is your it's your personality, it's your gifts that are going to help and serve these people. It's not the company you work for. It's not, you know, X, Y, and Z that they can do. That's not what's going to do it. The company you can work for can give you tools that helps you do it. And that's what you need. You need the tools and systems so that you can go do and take what you shine at and then go from there. So it's really important to, like, you know, really get into the coaching and not just focus on what everyone else is doing. You know, it's fine to listen to everyone else and take it. You know, that's one great thing about group coaching versus one-on-one is you get a lot of input from other people at different levels in the industry. Now, some group coaching is completely, you know, high level, only experience. Some group coaching is mixed in together, different levels of experience. But you know what you're getting into before you get into it. And it really, you know, and there's little things. Somebody might, you know, you might have issues that something comes up and how do I handle that? And you find out just through the coach, wow, let me try that. It worked. Oh, my gosh, I never would have tried it that way. I would have assumed. Another thing we do when we it's having other sets of eyes and experienced eyes because we tend to not see the forest from the trees in general, right? If we're stuck on a problem, we're going through issues, and we see it from our perception on what we think it should be. And that's another good thing that coaching does for you and accountability. One, you don't have to reinvent the wheel because you're getting all this expert advice. That's why you pay for coaching. If you got coaching completely for free, you probably wouldn't follow through because you don't have an investment in it. You really need to invest in it yourself so you're committed. And then the person that's doing it for free constantly, it just doesn't make it a win-win situation, you know? So
yeah.
I just really believe in it full-heartedly. And again, at Realty Universal, we do have that. If people want to look at our realtyuniversal.com site, and you can sign up for a member for $298 a year, and that gets you in our membership, which gets you to play around in what we do and access to the coaching, group coaching, et cetera. There are some individual spots left, but just not a lot. There's also workshops and different levels. You know, some people learn better, of course, a visual, auditory, or written, you know, so by doing kinesthetics. And so there's different ways because we really, really believe in that. You know, I really believe we're all different. We're all the same, you know, I mean, in the sense of, you know, we're all human. But we have our different dreams, our goals, what makes us happy. And if we would start doing that and living that and understanding it and not just trying to be like everyone else or keep up with everyone else, I think we'll all be happier. But that's another facet in coaching too. It helps you kind of pull away some of that stuff that might be stopping you.
And we all need that. Like you say, that's the difference between a pro and somebody who, you know, if somebody's hypersensitive and, you know, feelings easily hurt, you know, perhaps sales isn't the place for them.
No, it might not be. I agree with what you're saying, but not totally. Somebody might be, because this is what, I agree with you, but say somebody's super sensitive, but they're only super sensitive because they got put down all the time as a kid. I'm just giving you an example, right?
Yeah.
So say all of a sudden through whatever, they're realizing, oh, my God, wait a minute. When do you get sensitive? Okay, because this bothers me. Or they find that they have a low threshold or there's anxiety problems. There's all kinds of things, right? Okay, well, you know, and the person gets to where there's different issues. I'm only giving examples like that. I guess what that brings up when you tell me that about sales is the example is if somebody may find that, wait a minute, what's the root of why you feel that you get this way? When they find out why and they know the issue, then they can start working on it. And before you know it, they may not get that way all the time. They may not be as sensitive when they don't have the attachment to every single thing that's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and every single thing that's going on is not about us. That's hard to realize too, right? Lots of times in the day we're thinking, okay, but I think so. Sometimes, so for me, sales. I've never looked at sales like, oh my, like I could never sell something I didn't believe in, right?
Yeah.
And I've had people say, boy, you're really good at sales. Well, not really. I love people, and I'm able to put stuff together. But I couldn't do it if I didn't love people.
Yeah.
But I don't like to, you know, some people think I'm not good at that, and, you know, but it just depends. I mean, there's definitely assessments, and someone may find after digging in and looking at it, you're right, but I think a lot of us pigeonhole people and each other and stuff and think that it's not possible, but it is. Because somebody that wants to get into real estate and get in and they're new, they may be a little shy. They might not feel comfortable talking to a lot of people. But maybe they have children and they really need the flexibility of real estate so that they can, you know, come and go, set their own hours. Maybe they want to travel more. They don't want to just make minimum wage somewhere. I mean, I don't know. Do you know? You mean like you don't have to? The education that's needed to get into it is not a lot. So it's not a. It's kind of. It all depends. Like you can't really. We can't. I just hate to have people think they can't do something from an assumption, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, and I've heard this used before or said before, you know, in again, just the overall coaching arena, but if you, well, actually, I've heard people who train coaches say this, you know, because people struggle with even, you know, hey, they want to help people, but the whole sales thing, you know, they feel weird when they have to start, quote-unquote, marketing themselves, but the point is what you just said. If you literally believe that you are adding value to somebody, and that what you have they need and they will benefit from, you know, once you can get your mindset in that place, you know, you're unstoppable because you have your why, and you know that people need what you have, and I know that that's true in just the general coaching arena. And absolutely true, you know, because we talk about real estate, you know, soul selling real estate, like you say, you know, being involved
totally
because you love
it. Totally for us, right? Totally for us, right? I mean, that's what we're about.
Yeah.
But see, that's the other thing, Randy, is you're right. And when you serve and you're helping people, but this is the thing about life. We start off as babies. I mean, I was saying to somebody, and then here we come now, I'm 51, you're in your 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like I'm 40, but I don't know. I'm going to go there. So anyhow, but I tell you, we, you know, we look and go, why didn't I know this when I was 20? How come I couldn't learn this when I was 20? This is life. I mean, and none of us, I cannot stand, and I'm not saying hate, but I cannot stand when somebody thinks they just know everything about everything. And they're just, you know, everyone's beneath them. And you're just like, oh gosh, you poor soul. I want to help you, but you can't because they think they know everything, right? And
mm-hmm.
But we really do become experts in certain things. You know, I'm not going to – if you need brain surgery, you're going to go to a brain surgeon. So it's really important to deal with the experts. What makes us an expert? You're an expert in radio. I'm an expert in real estate. It didn't happen overnight. We may have been great in the beginning. I know in the industry in the beginning I was really good at what I did, and I didn't realize till, you know, so many years later that I just had such a knack for it, you know what I mean, what I was doing. But
mm-hmm.
But what makes us the expert really is the practice, 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 practice. Practice makes perfect, right? Not perfect, but practice, practice, expert, you know, situations, experience, there's education, learning, you know. So I can totally call myself an expert in real estate. Not that I'm sure there's plenty to still learn in any industry. You can call yourself an expert in radio. That's the importance of training with an expert, but that doesn't mean that you won't, you know, there's some people that, you know, they wake up and they're 45 years old and they decide they want to be a doctor and they've gone to medical school. True stories. I mean, I've heard cases. You think, who's going to go to medical school at 45? Aren't they too old? No, they're not too old, right? You can do and change anything, and it's amazing. Like, I didn't realize how the last year suffering with my brother's death, how it would tear me down. I also have a really bad problem with my ulnar nerve. I can't write more than like 2 minutes, and I used to write for all our stuff hours and hours at a time. I've loved that. You know, I would go to a restaurant, cafe, and just spend hours writing, right? And I'm left-handed. I have to try to work out other ways to do that now. I think that's a natural. My ulnar nerve got messed up from all the years of writing and holding the phones and sleeping the way I do. You know, I think it's something that naturally messed up for me. But I have to deal with it. I'm not going to turn around now and go, that part I loved. I have to figure out another way to do it. And some people say, well, go use Dragon software. It's not as easy as you think, right? You know? And it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. But if we're committed to reach our destiny and we have faith, it doesn't matter if we take baby steps. But we've got to get in the right attitude. Just like right now, I'm not doing the dieting part perfectly at all. If I had the mindset that I had to do it 100% perfectly, I would have totally quit by now and probably gained more weight since we started. because then I would have been gouging myself, right? But I'm open to saying, no, wait a minute. I'm making baby steps. Look at the progress I've taken, and I can feel some weight coming off. I'm toning up better. I'm going to continue and get back to what I used to do years ago. You know, I'm going to get back to the running too. But that's really important. We can't beat ourselves up. We need to get in that mindset. That's where coaching with a mentor and or coaching helps you, because we do need to be positive, and we need to look at things, and we really, you know, and so that's, I'm passionate about, as you can tell. But you were mentioning that the way we do what we do is really about soul purpose. You and I, Monica, our missions are, you know, we love God, we believe, and it's really about souls and serving people. And you know what I've realized, like with our membership association, it's like we're going full on. It's like, you know, there's going to be people that go, oh, I'm not going to get into, oh my gosh, that's spiritual, oh, I don't want to do it. You know what, Randy? That's okay. It's okay, right? It's really about it working. It's not everything everyone does isn't going to work for everybody. So that, okay. And if somebody's not ready, or somebody, you know, is, oh, these people, I don't think this isn't my cup of tea. That's okay. That's just like, you know, there's things people go and invite me to that aren't my cup of tea, and maybe I never go, or I maybe go just out of respect, but then it's not my thing. So it's okay. And I'm of the mindset, I've had a lot of training for a lot of years, that now, you know, what do they say? Sticks and stones might break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Remember the thing when we were little kids, those little things? Those are things, I mean, and I really, I mean it wholeheartedly in my heart now, because, and, you know, we can't worry about all that other stuff. So anyhow, we're getting ready, well, I guess we're past ready for our second half. We didn't even do a break or a commercial. What's happening to us, Randy?
Well, you know what? It kind of naturally transitioned into this conversation because, you know, part of, you know, you were talking about coaching, and literally, you know, I was thinking of, you know, how to, because a lot of people, and it does transition into what we're talking about here in the second half, which is going to be, again, kind of realizing your dreams, and coaching is a big part of that. But I found a kind of a definition, I guess, of coaching that really helped me, because, like you say, a lot of people don't take advantage of coaching. In fact, I think the Harvard Business Review said one in 1,000 people have ever been coached. In other
That's
words,
all?
Yeah.
Because I always thought one in 1,000 have ever – okay, because the statistics I have on an NAR in coaching is, you know, I mean, we're like thousands – but that's looking at different. So in general, one in 1,000.
In general,
okay.
because people are unclear what it means, and is it counseling? Is it this? Is it that? And I've seen it put this way: teaching. So the difference between coaching, counseling, consulting, mentoring, training, teaching, and it goes like this. You know, coaching is sharing information. Counseling is sharing therapy, and really, counseling is to take you from dysfunction to function. I think coaching really takes you from functionality to your potential, which we're talking about, you know, in terms of your
dreams. I love that.
So in other words, you might start coaching somebody, and they're not really ready for coaching, because coaching is about going forward.
Oh, can you repeat that? Counseling takes you from...
Counseling takes you from dysfunctionality to functionality. And then coaching then would take you from functionality to potentiality. So you can't really coach somebody effectively if they're really in need of counseling.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, and or at least, you know, to a large degree, you may be able to do a little bit. But I found that to be true just in my life. That
I agree.
If I'm still kind of really in a dysfunctional place in an area, I can't take on what I need to take on in the coaching relationship. But the idea of, you know, counseling kind of looks backwards. Coaching looks forwards.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. That coaching looks forward and counseling looks back. That makes total sense.
Yeah, there's a real definitive line there. So coaching is not counseling. It should never be counseling. It's sharing information. Counseling is sharing therapy. And those are two different animals, and the never the twain, you know, should meet. And then the word consulting, I found, is sharing advice. Mentoring is sharing experience. Training is sharing skills. And teaching is sharing information. So each of those is sharing, but a different thing. And in a coaching relationship, you may do a little bit of all of those.
That's a good point.
You know, because you can't just say, well, you know,
Teaching, sharing information. I'm just taking notes here. I love
this. Teaching is sharing information. Training is sharing skills.
Okay.
Mentoring is sharing experience. Consulting is sharing advice. And in counseling is sharing therapy, and coaching is information. And I just have found it true in my own life that, you know, the counseling can get you from dysfunctionality to functionality, and then coaching can take you into your potential.
What's training sharing? Is training is sharing?
Training is sharing skills.
Okay.
So there's six kind of ways that we help people, and coaching does kind of encompass a little bit of each one of those, but you know, and I should say coaching is sharing, and I don't know if I said this, is coaching is sharing transformation. So it's again taking you from, you know, just getting by and functionality to being transformed into, you know, being fully alive, being I love that quote by Saint Irenaeus that the glory of God is man fully alive.
Wow. You know, live whole on.
We most see God when, you know, when we see men, women who are fully alive and aren't, you know, and that happens with coaching. So you hit it on the head. Your first half in real estate, absolutely, and I know with your approach to real estate that it also, you know, it can't help but kind of eke over into life. I was talking to Dave Ferguson. He has a website called AskCoachDave.com, and he's a business coach, and he's this real no-nonsense business coach guy who is funny to listen to because he's very dry, very serious, but he tells the truth, and he's this business guy, but he says that, you know, he's worked for Fortune 500 companies and he's consulted for them. And being a business coach, invariably, he ends up being a life coach with these corporate executives because often when these guys and gals, when they get honest and get real, a big challenge to their being, you know, successful in their business is, you know, are gaps in their personal lives that need to be shored up, you know. And so it's pretty fascinating, you know.
I love it. That makes so much sense.
There's a quote I love by L.P. Jacks, and it's... L.P. Jacks. He says, a master in the art of living, and by the way, folks, you could Google L.P. Jacks and master and find this quote, but so you don't have to like write it all down, but a master in the art of living draws no distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence through whatever he's doing and leaves others to determine whether he is working or playing. To himself, he is always appearing to do both. You know, the idea of whatever you do, do heartily, you know, kind of is under the Lord kind of deal. And people who, you know, can't distinguish, and I know that that's your, you know, kind of your philosophy because, you know, obviously you approach everything with, you know, with passion and a desire for excellence. And the goal is to be a master in the art of living where you, whether you're working or whether you're playing, you're bringing that excellence and that desire to be all that you can be and to be present in the situation. I think a lot of us aren't very present a lot of the times. We're just kind of there. We kind of just, you know, we ozone a lot and kind of, you know, for a variety of reasons.
Huge, and you're right. And everybody's on a different journey, so there's so much of it. You know, I can see where you can't really get somebody to get serious and get coaching forward with them if they're having a lot of issues, personal issues they need to deal with first. But I can see where life experiences, coaching, training, and all that we come bring to the table when we're coaching, I can see where we're able to do a little bit of all of it in one, really.
Yeah, and
really
like you invariably, like with your clients in real estate, you know, and you get involved in their lives, you can't help but because they're sharing their personal finances and life situations with you. And
right.
I think with agents and brokers who you are you know, coaching the same thing. And Gallup, 10 years ago, this blows me away. 10 years ago, Gallup organization discovered some shocking stats in the workplace. And this was 10 years ago. It's even worse now, I'm sure. But 10 years ago, they found that 55% of the U.S. working population is not engaged in their job. They're people who just do enough to get by. They're going through the motions and
sure.
only do what's necessary to get a paycheck. So 55% are not engaged. 16% are actively disengaged. Meaning these people take calculated strategic actions to steal from their employer, spread lies about coworkers, and create disunity. So now you've got 55% and 16%. What is that, 71%? 71% of the American workforce 10 years ago was not engaged in their work, not happy, just not present, right? Just, I hate it, but I'm doing it.
Exactly.
29% are fully engaged, and I know that's what you're talking about, because when you coach either would-be real estate brokers or agents or current ones, obviously you're going to pass on and transmit that passion, you know, for what you do, and it's going to transcend real estate. It really
right,
is, and people
right.
get that from you. I know that was when I first met you. That I remember, I say this a lot, you were talking about stuff I had no idea what you were talking about. It was real estate stuff, and I just nodded my head like, I had no idea, because, you know, you were so passionate about it, and that's what I got from my first meeting with you was the passion about what you do. But so in essence, 55% live from half a heart, 16% live from a broken heart, and only 29% live from a full heart where they're engaged and passionate about what they're doing. And the question for somebody who doubts whether they should be in coaching is, which one are you? I mean, if you're honest with yourself, are you one of that 55%? You just go to work because you need the money, you know, and you hate it.
Right.
And you're disengaged and you're miserable. Wow. You know, I would say that's more now, obviously, with the economy the way it is. That may be up to 60, 65% of people. And so I just thought that was pretty...
I love it. That's really good.
Pretty interesting. And then these guys, they talk about how when you can get clear on your purpose, and I know we've talked a lot about that, but these, you know, I was listening to these guys. They were talking about there's two words in Latin. There's actually multiple definitions for work. One is labor, which is toil or work. The other is opus, which means masterpiece or work. And their whole point is, wouldn't you rather have your work be your masterpiece rather than just labor? Wouldn't you rather? And so they talk about, you know, when you get clarity about what you're supposed to be doing, you gain competence, which gives you confidence, which gives you influence, which gives you impact, which gives you income. It's this whole kind of this process that, but it starts with clarity, knowing, and clarity comes from coaching. We get back to coaching. So everything I was going to share, and am sharing this half
hour. It's too funny, wrapped around, isn't it? Rolled right
back
around.
Yeah, it does, because you can't get clarity, really. Coaching is a big part of getting clarity. When you get clarity, you get competence, and with competence, you get confidence. And you talked about that. You know, somebody, you know, gets a listing, and they're full of confidence. You know, they've gotten some competence. Now they've got confidence. Hey, that's the best time to influence. That is the best time to go sell again, because you can influence somebody else when you're full of confidence, you know. And when you influence, you gain impact, and then, of course, income is a result of that. And so... there's just this, you know, I see this pattern of how to, you know, how to make money and do what you really want to do. I think it's possible. I really do in life.
I agree with you. I totally think it's, and I think it's important to be passionate, you know, and live in your life and what you want to do. I think it, you know, too many people quit too soon. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's, you know, And these folks, and one more, I know we've got about five more minutes, looks like, they talk about when you take the word opus, which is, again, Latin for masterpiece, and they've kind of created an acrostic, and opus, they say O is for overarching vision. What is your big dream? What is your, you know, what is your big why? You know, and people I think one of their sayings is, you know, people who've lost their way have lost their why. They don't know what their big dream is anymore, their overarching vision. So the O in Opus is overarching vision. The P is purpose, you know, the defining statement of your work. What, you know, most artists autograph their masterpieces. This is kind of your autograph. What is your purpose in one sentence in life? What is your purpose? And
I love it.
I've actually come up with mine. I've actually worked through my my overarching vision and my purpose. And my purpose in life, regardless of whether I'm doing radio or doing anything else, I know that my purpose really is leading people through their pain to their purpose with a plan to execute it. So the idea of, you know, a lot of what Monica and I end up doing is, you know,
you're leading people. That's wonderful.
Yeah, leading people through their pain, important word, through their pain, to their purpose, with a plan to fulfill the purpose, which that's for me, when I see all these other things out there, oh, find your purpose, get clarity. Okay, now what? You've got your purpose, but now where's the plan to execute it? Where's the
right
plan to say, okay, now I know what my purpose is. How am I going to do that? And I find whether I'm doing radio, whether I'm doing, you know, marriage stuff with Monica, whatever we're doing, I'm always, Monica and I are always drawn to the people that are in pain. And I just know that that's my tribe. Those are my people that Monica and I were put on this earth here to help.
That's wonderful. I feel the same way, that you always want to help them when they're hurting, you know.
Yeah, and lead them through that pain to the purpose, because you can do that. And there's a way to confront your pain, and, you know, and you've done it. You've been doing that now in this past year. You've been every day fighting
it. Yeah.
And the idea of confronting your pain, and you know, it's interesting, the analogy of acute pain versus chronic pain. We all have, like, chronic pain. We all have it physically. We have it emotionally. It's that nagging ache, you know, and a lot of it is from even childhood. And,
mm-hmm.
and the idea of confronting acute pain, like in surgery, right? Surgery hurts, and you go under the knife. But guess what? You endure acute pain to get rid of the chronic pain. You know, you become healed. And I think there's, you know, and you and I have shared this, you know,
mm-hmm.
my story of facing my pain, my childhood pain.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both have talked on air here
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
our lives and our childhoods and how we're still kind of unpeeling layers of wounding, you know. And I've done that. And it's a process. It's a lifelong process. But when
you know,
do
I think that is about life. It's a lifelong, and it's not a dress rehearsal, you know. And I think it's important for us to realize. And it's also nobody's gonna. We're at a different place at different times. You know, we always say, you know, we wish everybody peace and love, because with that everything's better, you know. But isn't that what everyone's looking for? More peace, love,
mm-hmm.
getting your goals. I mean, we're never gonna. You know, I used to always tell people when they're working as admin assistants, for example, in real estate over the years, I've always said one thing you want to learn in our industry is your inbox is never going to be empty. So if you're the type of person that has to, like, have your desk cleaned off, and this is back when we were doing now things are done so much virtually, but they're still going to have a desk wherever they are. But when we were in the, you know, doing it physical locations, same thing. I said if you're, you know, the type that's going to have everything finished before you go home, it's going to drive you nuts. You're going to have to start understanding that there's always going to be something else to do in our industry because of the nature of the beach. You know, real estate, there's more people coming in, buyers, sellers, going out. It's different than, you know, if you're coaching or training and you're scheduling it or scheduling appointments. It's much more, so that's the thing about life, right? We're always going to have, hopefully, something else we want to do because we don't know when it's time to leave. We don't know when we're going to die, right? And the Bible says to live every day like your last.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to not pick on ourselves, because I think when you've been through situations and you've had a rough row of towing and good things and bad things, sometimes we tend to blame it on ourselves when it's not our fault. So be gentle with yourself. If you're listening to this call right now and you're thinking, yeah, I want to do that. It sounds great. I want to get to that point and everything. Well, you can do it. And even when you get to that point, things can happen, like what happened with my brother last year. Took me to the ground. I was so on cloud nine. Life was going great, and then bam, he dies, and I just got taken to the ground. You know, so nothing's, not to make us paranoid, we have to accept things, but nothing's ever always, the only thing constant in life is change. Nothing's ever all going to always be perfect, 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 right? And somebody else's life isn't your life. So don't stop wishing, I wish I had that, or wish I had that, or I wish I was living this person's life, because they're not you. So you wouldn't, even if you got what you think you're wishing for, if it was another person's life, it's not you. So, but on that flip side, if you know in your heart, this is what I want for my lifestyle, my life. It's not just money. Believe me, this is what I want. These are the relationships. This is how I want my life to go. You can get there if that's what you know in your heart. It's what you want. But don't compare yourself to someone else. And then what you're doing, you're constantly setting yourself up for letdowns, right? When you're always attaching different feelings to certain situations and you're setting yourself up for things. So that's the beauty, I think, of – that's what I take away from life so far at my age, I think, if that's – a point to put out there. That's one of those takeaways, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things that we, you know, one of my favorite songs when I was back in the doing the DJ thing was, I forget who sang it, but life is a highway, you know, and it's just this, it can be joyous. It can be a rough ride, but it's a journey, and enjoy the journey. And, I'm really, personally, I'm really glad to hear you
getting better.
I know our listeners who've been with you and us for, you know, a year are really glad as well. You know,
that
it's just obvious today.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot better.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Today, especially, I just hear it in your voice, and that's very, very, very cool.
Yeah, it's great, because it's like you want to live and you want to keep going, you know, and know that that's what God wants, that's what my brother would want, and that's in life, that's what we're supposed to do. But it doesn't mean it's a picnic, you know, and it takes time, and if you're listening, you know, give yourself the space and the time it needs. And if you're going through a terrible process or grieving, know that time does heal. Time doesn't allow you to forget, which is wonderful, because you don't want to forget wonderful memories, but time does heal. You know, there's like Ecclesiastes in the Bible, it says, you know, there's a time for, I'm not going to go through the whole part of it because we don't have time, but, you know, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to, you know, see a plant, a time to sow, a time to reap, you know, and it goes on and on and on. There's a season for everything, and once I think we start understanding that, it makes it easier, but it doesn't mean it's going to be a bowl of cherries, you know, and so that's one of those. And we should have empathy for people going through that, because too many people, oh, this one's supposed to be okay, that's supposed to be okay, or what's the big deal here? And it's like, are you kidding? You know?
Yeah.
And one of the things, I've been talking to some people about grief, and now I'm pulling it out of them. I'm finding that there's some people that, a lot of people hold it in because they think our society says you just have to be prim and proper and perfect and don't say a word, da-da-da-da. And it's like, no, talk about it. Come on. Especially men hold it in. You know, talk about it. Get it out. And if somebody's rude to you when you get it out, that's the wrong person. Go talk to somebody else. You know, they don't attach, oh my gosh, they were rude to me because of, so, okay, well, they're not the people you need to talk to right now, you know? So, but thank you, Randy. You have been wonderful the last year too, and I so thank you from knowing you all these years. I have to say, you've been fantastic at picking me up, you know, like carrying me, you know, like when I'm, you're like winging it, making it happen. So I just really, really thank you, because we didn't cancel anything. We just kept it going, didn't we? And
absolutely.
That in itself. And
victory.
That's why, if you go back and hear old archives, it might be like, oh my gosh, what were they? But I'd rather keep them organic and the way they were, you know?
Yeah.
So, because it's real life. So, but
yeah.
We're almost through. It was a pleasure. I loved your nuggets. I took a lot of notes. I think you should put that into like an ebook or something, because that was really, really good.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm learning
so
a lot.
Much sense.
Yeah, I'm having to sort it out myself, you know, and I mean, that really helped me, that differentiating all those different kind of modalities was really good, really, really good.
You know how knowledge is power? Have you ever seen, you know, like, you know, they'll tell you, you've got this issue, really? Why do you say that? Because then maybe I can know to work, you know, it's like, it's funny, knowledge is power.
Yep.
And I think, you know, it's wonderful. Now we need to translate our show into different languages.
we can
do it with transcripts, but, you know, we have to get some other, you know, we've got a couple great guest speakers coming on in the next couple of weeks, too. And
awesome. Cool.
I love it out there. And, Randy, thank you. Thank you for you. And tell
You're
Monica
welcome.
I said hi. To
I
everybody
will.
Out there, I wish you peace.
Mm.
for joining us on Realty Universal Radio.
Our
hope
really
is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.